It's getting to be that time of year again, and we thought it would be the perfect opportunity to share a full guide on how to cold brew green tea. In this episode, we're going to cover what cold brew green tea is, what the benefits of cold brew green tea are, and how to make it yourself at home. So before we talk about how to cold brew green tea, let's talk about what cold brew green tea is. Cold brew green tea simply refers to a tea that has been brewed with cold water. This distinguishes it from tea that has been brewed with hot water and then cooled off. Tea that is brewed hot and served cold may be similar to cold-infused tea, but in reality they're very different. In the end, it all comes down to what's extracted from the leaves. So as we've seen in various tea experiences, the taste of cold brew green tea is very different from cooled off hot tea. This is because when the tea leaves are infused into cold water, different components are extracted from the leaves. Cold-infused tea tends to be smoother and sweeter because less of the bitter components are extracted from the leaf. These bitter components are only extracted at either higher temperatures or longer brewing times. So what are the benefits of true cold brew green tea? In addition to being cool and refreshing, cold brew green tea also has benefits that go way beyond its temperature. As we mentioned before, the cool water extracts less of the bitter catechins from the leaf, but it still extracts plenty of the smooth and sweet theanine. Theanine is an amino acid inside the tea leaf that gives green tea its sweet and savory flavor. In order to produce a smoother and sweeter tea, a tea farmer can cut the tea plants off from sunlight so that they maintain more of this theanine. This is the reason why shaded teas like Gyokuro and Kabuse Sencha have this strong, sweet, and savory flavor. When you brew Gyokuro tea cold, you still get plenty of flavor, but less of that bitterness. In addition to providing a nice, sweet flavor, theanine also brings some wonderful health benefits to the green tea. Theanine is able to cross the blood-brain barrier, and it's thought to induce a calming effect on the brain. This could be why tea drinkers report having a longer-lasting, calm, alert feeling throughout the day. L-theanine buffers some of the negative side effects of caffeine, so you can get the energy without the crash or the jitters. So which teas make the best cold brew green tea? One of the downsides of cold brew green tea is that it lacks the raw strength of hot brewed green tea. If you want to make delicious, cold-infused tea, you need to find a tea that can deliver a lot of flavor. Here are a few of our favorites. First, we have Gyokuro. As we mentioned before, Gyokuro tea can be used to make delicious cold tea infusions. This premium green tea packs plenty of that savory or umami flavor thanks to the long shading process, and when it's brewed cold, it can even pick up a hint of fruitiness. We like to use a blended Gyokuro for our cold tea infusions, like the Sasahime, as this tea creates a well-balanced and smooth flavor profile. Next, we have Fukumushi Sencha. While all Sencha teas are steamed after harvest, some Senchas are steamed for longer than others. These are known as Fukumushi Sencha, or deep steam teas. During the longer steaming process, these teas take on a stronger flavor that works great as a cold brew. Fukumushi Senchas like the Yamaga no Sato take on a darker green color and a smoother and fruitier flavor when prepared as a cold brew. Next up, we have the Matcha Iri Sencha. To make some of the most powerful cold tea infusions, you can use what's called Matcha Iri Sencha, which is made by mixing matcha powder into sencha leaves. This matcha powder is released into the water to create a cloudy green infusion and a rich, fruity flavor. The Shizuku Sencha is designed to be the perfect tea for cold brew, and it creates a rich and powerful flavor both as a hot tea and as a cold brew tea. Finally, we have Karigane. Karigane tea may not be as powerful as some of the other cold tea infusions, but it does strike a good balance. This tea is made from the stems and leaves of shaded tea plants, like those used to make Gyokuro. From the shaded leaves, you get a sweet umami flavor you may expect from a cold brewed tea like the Gyokuro, but the stems give you that mild straw flavor. When prepared as a cold brewed green tea, the Karigane Sakamoto takes on a fruity flavor with a hint of cucumber in the finish. So now that we've talked about what cold brewed green tea is, and the benefits of cold brewed green tea, let's talk about how to make it. The process of cold brewing Japanese green tea is very simple. All you need to do is add 5 to 10 grams of tea leaves to a cup or a pitcher, and then pour in 500 milliliters of cool or room temperature water. Next, you can allow the tea to sit between 1 and 8 hours. From our experience, using a 1-hour brewing time is a little bit light on the flavor, and 8 hours is a little bit too much. 3 hours appears to be that sweet spot for most types of cold brewed green tea. One thing that you can do is just leave the tea brewing and then take a small sample here and there to see if it has the desired flavor. If the tea's not strong enough, you can allow it to continue brewing. But once you get that perfect flavor, you can strain out the tea leaves and stop the infusion. Once you've strained out your tea, you can now enjoy a delicious, refreshing cold brewed green tea. Thank you all so much for taking the time to watch this video. I hope it helped clear up some of your questions on cold brewed green tea. If you'd like to find some of the best green teas for cold brew, you can find some of our favorites mentioned in the video on our website, neoteas.com. After traveling around Japan for the past few years, we've met with dozens of farmers and sampled hundreds of different types of teas. After experimenting with a few of them as cold brewed green teas, teas, these are our favorites, and we're so happy to share them with all of you with free worldwide shipping. Ordering tea from us is a great way to help support this channel, but another way to support our channel is by liking this video and subscribing to see more like it in the future. If you have any questions about cold brewed green tea or green tea in general, please feel free to leave those in the comments below. Until then, we'll see you next time.